From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Trump has put emphasis on border security, capping off a week when the immigration issue became a political firestorm that swept through Washington. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
Trump hosted an event with so-called angel families, family members who have lost loved ones at the hands of illegal immigrants.
They don't talk about the death and destruction caused by people that shouldn't be here, people that will continuously get into trouble and do bad things.
Sabine Durden remembered her son, Dominic.
I brought my son. This is what I have left, his ashes.
Earlier on Twitter, the president told Republicans they should stop wasting their time trying to pass an immigration fix in Congress. Republicans struggled this week to pass legislation and will try again next week. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump could put a 20% tariff on vehicles assembled in the European Union and shipped to the U.S., this in retaliation for European tariffs on American imports. Auto industry experts say such tariffs could impact U.S. and European economies. U.S. officials met to discuss the suspension of a joint military exercise, or exercises, between the U.S. and South Korea. They were canceled following the Singapore summit earlier this month between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Ethiopia's new prime minister said that a few people were killed in an explosion at a political rally Saturday in the capital. Prime minister also said that the incident was an unsuccessful attempt by forces who do not want to see Ethiopia united. This is VOA News. Peace talks between the South Sudanese president and rebel leader Riek Machar ended with an agreement. The two principals may meet again to face possibly as early as next week. A report on human rights from the UN accuses the government of Venezuela of allowing security forces to carry out heinous crimes. The report documents extrajudicial killings during so-called crime-fighting operations carried out since July 2015. A UN human rights spokesperson says between July 2015 and March of 2017, security forces killed more than 500 people.
Witness accounts suggest that there was a pattern that took place during these operations. There were raids conducted in poor neighborhoods to arrest so-called criminals without a judicial warrant. Then there was a killing of young men who fit the profile, in some cases in their homes. And finally, the security forces would tamper with the scene so that the killings would appear to have occurred in an exchange of fire.
Ravina Shamdasani says the UN report finds Venezuelan authorities failed to promptly and effectively investigate these and other killings, as well as the excessive use of force and the killings of protesters by security forces. Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, says a UN report on poverty within the United States was ridiculous. The report highlighted economic inequality and claimed policies pursued by the Trump administration would exacerbate the country's wealth gap, further hurting the poor. American comedian Tom Arnold, involved in a new anti-Trump television project, says he and the president's former personal attorneys are on the same side, AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
There's speculation that President Trump's ex-personal lawyer and so-called fixer, Michael Cohen, has come up with secret recordings of his former client. That's after Cohen retweeted a picture of him meeting with Tom Arnold in New York. Arnold is working on a show for Vice Media called The Hunt for the Trump Tapes, tracking down rumored recordings of the president, an idea spawned by the Access Hollywood tapes released in 2016, in which the president boasted about grabbing women. Cohen, meanwhile, is under investigation by federal officials in New York. Arnold tweeted that he's teamed up with Cohen to take down Trump. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And a big win for digital privacy advocates. The U.S. High Court narrowly ruled law enforcement authorities generally need a search warrant in order to collect cell phone location data used in criminal investigations. At issue in the case was whether cell phone users have a reasonable expectation of privacy to data held by third parties, such as a phone provider. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.